Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Wednesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome, yes indeed, to the news show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Ah yes, it's time for our hump day edition, as I always like to say. It is August 10th, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way. It's going to be a little longer than 5 minutes today. Believe it or not, there was a heck of a lot of news. Ad blockers. Gotta love those things, don't you? Browsing the web, especially over at Facebook. Well, don't rely on them too much longer, at least if you're going to Facebook. Seems old Mr. Zuck, he doesn't want you using them. Yep, that's right. Facebook announced yesterday it's taking a stand against ad blockers, saying it's tweaked its tech to prevent ad blocking software from working at least on its desktop site. Now, you might remember this. Back in January, Facebook first highlighted ad blocking technology as a significant risk factor in its annual 10K filing, saying that its ad revenue from time to time had actually been impacted. In fact, Andrew Bosworth, who they call over there at Facebook Hub, Boz, said this isn't something we need to do for revenue. This is just something that we believe in. What a bunch of BS, Boz. By the way, he's Facebook's advertising chief over there, if you wanted to know. He said, for us, it's a very principled stance on how Facebook should be delivered. Facebook should be delivered with ads. I know, we can't really complain. We really get what we pay for, don't we? It is free. Staying with news and social media, let's talk about Twitter Moments. Now, those of you who don't know what Twitter Moments is, that's the feature that's going to let publishers collect and share tweets around specific events. And Twitter's about to open up the feature to thousands of influencers and partners and brands beginning as of yesterday. However, me and you, we gotta wait for a few more months. Gosh knows we ain't trendy, are we? Now, Twitter said they created Moments, of course, to face that challenge of surfacing the most popular tweets among millions and millions of people's posts every day. They actually started using Moments as an algorithm feed intended to, you know, make the most popular stuff that you might have missed appear at the top of your timeline every time you open up the app. But now it's going to ask the users to compile all this crap together for us. I don't know. There's been a lot of change in social media lately, hasn't there? You know, Snapchat, of course, and you got Instagram stories. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little bah humbug, but I kind of like my social media the way it was, real time. What say you? To Apple rumors now, but this has nothing to do with an iPhone, believe it or not. It has to do with an Apple wearable, and you're thinking Apple Watch 2, right? No. Now, yes, later this year we might see an Apple Watch 2, but this is something entirely different. Yeah, that's right, according to a rumor out of Taiwan, again, take this with a very small grain of salt, there is an Apple health gadget in the works. Apparently, Apple's talking to suppliers about a new product that is packed with a buttload of sensors that can help you deliver your heart rate. Yeah, I know, we kind of already got that a little bit with Apple Watch. Not always accurate, though. Your pulse and the cool factor here, particularly for diabetics out there, blood sugar. Now, you might remember Google's been trying to build its own glucometer with a non-invasive approach, although they still are kind of tweaking that right now, meaning that Apple's sensors are going to have to be super sensitive and also non-invasive, so it won't require any blood being drawn. I know, this all sounds exciting, so when are we going to see this thing? Probably, as we're hearing from the rumors right now, alongside the new iPhone that will be launching in 2017. I doubt they'll be sold as a package, though. Well, we've all got our PlayStation 4, and we're getting a little bored with it, aren't we? It's time to upgrade. 4.5, how's that sound? Well, we may not have to wait too much longer for that. September 7th is the new rumor for the PlayStation 4.5, or is better called Neo. This is all according to reports from Vice Gaming and Gameblog. I know you're thinking, wait, there's going to be a new PlayStation? Yeah, well, kind of. Neo is going to have a little bit more horsepower underneath the hood, of course. And at least all games that you've got on the PlayStation 4, yeah, they're going to be able to play on the Neo. However, though, from what we're hearing here at the news show, it's not going to be that groundbreaking. Still, though, if you're wanting an upgrade or just haven't got one yet, you can decide for yourself next month. All right, it's Wednesday. That means we got to get a little hacker news going for you. You an Android user? Well, this is going to affect about 900 million of you. Yes, you heard me correctly, 900 million. Because that's how many devices are actually vulnerable to a major Android flaw. Qualcomm, which chances are your Android phone probably has that chip inside of it, seems to have a security flaw in that chip that could put all smartphones and tablets at risk. Yeah, and that's because of QuadRooter. QuadRooter is actually compromised of four different vulnerabilities in Qualcomm's code. That basically lets hackers hackers take control of your device remotely. And when I mean control, I mean full control. They can access your private data, they can use your camera, they can access your microphone. Yeah, they own your phone, just not physically. Now, if you're sitting there already shaking in your boots as an Android user and you're thinking, is my device affected? Well, let's give you a list here. Quadroot affects most major Android devices, including the Nexus 5X, the Nexus 6P, the Galaxy S7, the Galaxy S7 Edge, OnePlus One, the OnePlus 2, and the OnePlus 3, the LG G4, the LG G5, the LG V10, HTC 10, and even BlackBerry isn't immune to this. That super secure DTE K50? It's also on the list. And finally, yesterday, the Walt Disney Company, oh boy, sent out their quarterly earnings report. But we don't care about that. We care more about that Disney's actually confirmed reports of its $1 billion investment in BAMTech. What the hell is BAMTech, you're asking? Well, it's a spinoff from MLB's Advanced Media Business. In lameness terms, it's a streaming video service, much like HBO Now. Bigger news, however, though, is BAMTech is working with ESPN. And they have plans to bring you, yes, an ESPN streaming service without having to have cable or satellite. Here's the funny thing, though. The service, if it actually does get up and running, won't feature any current content from ESPN. Say what? That's right, probably no NFL football or basketball or these kind of things. Tennis. Nah, none of that. None of the good stuff, basically. So what will it have? Well, we're gonna have to find out probably at the end of the year, because that's probably when the thing is gonna be launching. Not that anybody will probably care. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The BTN Network official website, BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for all the great BTN shows. And heck, while you're over there too, check out our blog. And get subscribed to all the podcasts over there too, or you can even subscribe to all the podcasts at iTunes as well. You'll find them all there too. Check out the British Tech Network Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And check out our BTN community over at our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. Now, I hate to say this, and you know what's coming, but tomorrow's Thursday, and it's not going to be another day that I'm going to get a show out. I'm sorry. And yeah, that pretty much has to do with Manila's traffic. But I promise I'll make it up to you in Friday's installment. I'll get you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, I don't know about you, but after seeing that Android story, I'm just going to go remove my battery and not use my phone for a while. How about you? Oh, and as always, thank you very much for listening. It is August 10th, 2015. What day is it? I'm freaking lost.